The Greeks and Romans smoked the occasional pipe, but not with tobacco, because of course this Solanaceae hadn't yet been discovered. In the New World, people have been smoking tobacco for over 3,000 years. Among Amerindians, it's used for religious and social rituals, but it's also a medicinal plant that appeases hunger and fights fatigue. When Christopher Columbus arrived in Cuba in 1492, he encountered men who were smoking through the nose and mouth rolled tobacco leaves. On his second voyage, he came across others in Venezuela who, according to him, were chewing a mixture of tobacco and chalky lime. In the mid-16th century, tobacco was planted in Portugal. A Franciscan monk introduced it to France in 1556. It proved to be a big success and spread like wildfire through Europe, especially to port towns where sailors actually smoked it for pleasure. It reached Russia and Turkey in 1580, India and Japan in 1590, Greece, Indochina and the Philippines around 1600. Jean-Nicot de Villemain, the French ambassador in Lisbon and the man who gave his name to nicotine, brought some tobacco in the form of snuff to Catherine de Medici as a remedy for her headaches. In France, Prime Minister Richelieu imposed a tobacco tax and Finance Minister Colbert turned tobacco production into a state monopoly. The 17th century was a crucial one for the future of tobacco, despite the controversies surrounding its use. In 1642, Pope Urban VIII published an edict prohibiting its use by pain of excommunication. King James I of England and six of Scotland banned it from court. Turkey threatened the death sentence to anyone who smoked it, but all in vain. By the mid-17th century, tobacco was being grown, smoked or sniffed across the entire planet. And considering the ravages it causes to society and to our health, the story of tobacco is far from over.